There's a Dallas Mavericks player,
Delonte West, who used to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
So he's playing Utah, and you know, we talk about country fun. This is something that was country fun. Call a wet willy. Will you stick your finger in somebody else's ear? It's a childish thing to do. And so Delonte West,
unbeknownst to them, is the best. You don't ask permission. You just do it.
And that's so, exactly what.
And that's what. And that's what Delonte West of the Dallas Mavericks did.
Now, it wasn't a wet willy. It was a dry willy, though.
It was a dry willy, but it was a willy nonetheless.
Okay.
You know, and Delonte is too old to be
to be wet or dry willy.
And the NBA fined him $25,000
for a physical taunt.
What?
Yes.
They know he on medicine. And you can't never tell if he taking his medicine or not.
And here's the other thing. Delonte's been going through some things. His grandmama died. You know, he's had some issues. He didn't leave for the funeral. He didn't do a Lamar. You know, he went to work every day and is doing his thing. He's, you know, been off for some injuries and come back. But
$25,000
for wet willy.
In Colombia, you
keep your hands to yourself, Delonte.
In Colombia, you're going to put your real willy. $47,000.
In which is that Columbia, South Carolina?
Not Columbia, South Carolina.
Not at all. You get wet as they want to get for $47, and embarrass the whole country. And he get fined $25,000.
$25,000 for wet willy.
For wet willy. I wonder what made him do it. I'm telling you, he wasn't.
He
on
just
his
was frustrated. He said he was just so frustrated. So he just stuck his finger in the dude's ear.
He acting out. You can't act out in this playoff time. He getting punished.
Well, he needs to put something in the Mavericks drink anyway, because they're not playing like playoff.
Yeah, he already see it's going downhill. Yeah. He said, I'm going to start it right here, because we headed nowhere.
Look at this. His bio says he was born in 1983 in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You understand?
Yeah. He was born in the 80s.
What was happening?
You're born in the 80s in D.C.?
That's that crack generation, ain't it? I don't know if he made it under the radar or that. He might not. He got a little frustrated. Say, you know what? I would swing on you, but they're going to put me out the league. But take this willy. Getting on my nerve.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
1983.
That's my homeboy. He'll be all right.
From D.C.
He may not be all right, but he's
going to be all right.
He's making some news.
He's an 80s baby. You know, the 80s
baby. I know, that's what we have to worry about.
They struggle sometimes.
Are we going to get the Basketball Wives reunion or not?
Not if this lawsuit goes forward.
There's a lawsuit going on.
Jennifer filed suit on Wednesday.
Because she was slapped.
She was slapped. But I thought that was the nature of the business.
That's the nature of the show.
Yeah, I thought you get slapped and get punched when you get frustrated. They just don't get fined $25,000 like Delonte West.
But they might not be in the same place. They might not even be able to be in the same room.
They're not going to do the reunion show, which is a lot of money.
Additional money.
A lot of additional money.
Not only for them,
but for the show and the network.
They're going to do the show. They just sit there like little kids and pout. But she should sue. Don't smack me upside my head. You're not even on the show. Evelyn got to smack me. Evelyn a chump.
I don't know, Dom.
What?
I'm not a fighter. I don't know. But I'm saying every time the camera comes on, Evelyn is removing a shoe or an earring.
But I'm trying to tell you, until she wait for somebody to break it up, Steve. She don't never throw a punch. She always take her shoe off.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, she one of them times. She getting ready. Let me take my earrings and stuff off.
You one of those.
Keep looking around the room.
Nobody grab me. Get your hand off me. She one of those, huh, dummy? Nobody grab me. Ain't nobody grabbing you.
She ain't no fighter because the fighter,
nobody
right?
Grab me.
Right
please,
in the middle of your
please.
Conversation. They split your conversation right up. When you up there, boop, 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 bop, you be like, oh. No, you didn't swing on me like that. She not no fighter.
Okay.
She a bully, Sim. Okay. She a punk.
Okay.
They all should jump her, I'm telling you. If they jump her, they going to straighten this whole thing out.
Okay.
Jennifer say, I'm going to drop the lawsuit, and then we going to jail her as soon as she get into the reunion. And gonna calm her down. She a bully.
I hear you, but I'm not.
See, this girl a bully. She the only bully I know from New York. Usually they be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna knock the taste out your mouth. She a bully. She a bully. Jay, you seen it before.
She's one of
the ones where your mother say, you knock her out, the rest of them gonna fall in line. That's whoever need. That's whoever need. You go back out there. No, you knock the big one out. Don't fight nobody. Knock that big one out. And Evelyn, she gonna fall right in line. Next thing you know, Evelyn knocking on the door. I'm sorry, Miss Marsha, can I walk Dominic to school?
having a flashback. Okay.
Yeah, flashback.
Oh,
right. Knock out the right one. Keep putting up this mess. Foolishness.
Candy Burris is in love.
That is so nice.
That's so sweet. Yeah,
she revealed it Sunday night on the first reunion show.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
What, Jay?
She's getting ready to tea,
you know? Tea talk like that. So,
and she met him at Bravo.
I'm
so happy for Kay.
Works for the network.
Yeah.
What if she have toys for him? You think she's going to use them?
She doesn't need her toys now.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. This is a freaky generation, see?
Did she eat solid food or does she drink just soup? What is going on with her?
Now, you got to see her chew. That's my girl. But when it comes time to chew, when it's time to eat, her mouth open wide.
Real wide.
Oh, real wide.
She can chow?
Yeah, they call it, her nickname should be Chopper. Because she gets down. Look, child, that's what my uncle used to call me. I'd be outside playing. He'd be like, time to eat. I drop everything. The double dutch rope and all. They like, look at Chopper running to the door. He say, Chopper always the first one at the table. I'm telling you, she a chopper. I know she's talking with her mouth closed, but she a chopper.
She's had bad luck with men.
Yeah, she has.
I'm happy for her. I'm so happy.
And she said they're in love and they're going to move in together, it looks like. So, and he's a cute.
What about my girl, Sheree?
Sheree is looking for a job.
She's looking for a job.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Jay.
She was done wrong.
And I don't understand that either.
What?
Why?
Because I read an article that said that she was fired because she was a diva.
That's what she said.
Yeah, she wasn't fired because they like a diva.
They live off of divas.
Oh, that's what she said.
She said.
She boring. And then she not interested in everything she work on. It fails. Like, Miss Sandy put the root on her.
All she was a tattletale. You know, that's the only claim to fame she has.
That's what the show is.
No, Jay. No, it's more than that.
She needs to slap somebody?
Or at least pretend like.
Like she going to do something. I mean, see the problem.
Oh, like your girl would pull off her?
Right.
Yeah, but all she had to do, she don't have no storyline. All she had to do was get the husband locked up, get some of her girlfriends in her car, go break out all the windows to his house. She been on there till the shell went off the air. That's all she had to do. She had to round her girlfriends up, said, you know what?
Time to make that run.
Yeah, we got to make this ride because I need this child support. So either I'm going to get it from the court or we going to take it out his ass. That's all I can say.
She ain't like that. She's a lady.
Yeah, she ain't no lady. That lady stuff got her put right on. Marlo came right in there.
But Mugshot Marlo's not coming back either.
I know. They dog Marlo did.
Oh, my God. Last night was the wasted hour of my life. I'll never get back. But
and here's the thing I don't understand. NeNe has got the fighting weight. She ain't fighting no more. What, she hung up the glove?
Because she is very rich.
NeNe is rich. NeNe is dignified, Jay. How dare you? She's on Glee. She's above them. What are you talking about, Jay?
Get on the right team, Jay.
And yes, I was a stripper, but I don't have to dignify myself with that.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that. Get your team right, Jay. I am rich. I'm making money.
I'm really rich.
I got my team right. I'm taking advantage of my opportunity. You understand? And don't you bring my son
into
this.
Don't bring the children up.
How dare you? I raised him to do the right thing, Sheree.
When you argue, you bring up what's bad.
You know that.
And when you look at her, you realize he might steal out the Walmart.
Dominique is at the Improv in Addison all weekend. She started last night. And she's there all weekend long. Dominique, go see her
at the Addison Improv.
Yeah, we'll see you Monday morning.
All right, see you Monday morning.
JMS.